Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, where we read Patrick Rothfuss's new book, The Narrow Road Between Desires, page by page, each page being read for the first time, and then we talk about it. And this is page 132, and the next page, 133, is a picture. Here we go. Bass turned his head to see Costrell eyeing the embryos so fiercely it was almost comical. A smile began to flicker on Bast's face. How would you read it? Costrell folded to the ground in the boneless way that children have. I don't know the proper names for all of them, he admitted. My granda only showed me a bit, and mostly when he'd had a few nips and wanted to rile up Gran. Names are fine, Bast said, shrugging with one shoulder. But if you know what something's called, it's hard to keep wondering what it is. He gestured. The embryos aren't like names that pin things to a page. Their nature is to twist and change. They remind us that the world is vast and deep. They teach us of the distance between catch and keep. Costrell smiled. That sounds like my granda. He says reading them keeps a mind from getting stiff, like old leather that hasn't been oiled. He leaned forward. Show me how you'd read it first. Bast sighed, sounding stuck between frustration and exhaustion. We've got the moon. He touched the crescent of white horn. He moved his finger to the green stone with the woman's face. Then here's a woman sleeping. And here's the lamp unlit. So it's night. A woman is sleeping. At the end of the page, I'm Amrita.
I'm John from Vintus.
I'm Forever Vin.
Ooh, so much cool stuff here. This is fun. So we have some we have some poetry or some metered.
They remind us that the world is vast and deep. They teach us of the distance between catch and keep.
And the phrase before that, too. The embryos aren't like names that pin things to a page. Their nature is to twist and change.
I missed
that. They remind us that the world is vast and deep. They teach us of the distance between catch and keep. That you're right, though. That phrase is so cool. The distance between catch and keep. Like, that is... like, that concept is, like, mysterious, you know?
Yeah. It is right down the alley of Patrick Rothfuss. Like, this is what he does.
Yeah.
This kind of phrase.
Definitely.
I have a wild speculation.
Go wild. Speculate.
Do you think Costrell's grandfather is Faye?
Hmm.
That is really cool speculation. Or has been touched by Faye or experienced it in the past?
Hmm.
Yeah, just thinking, because when Bass said this, like, rhyming stuff and Costrell said, that sounds like my granda, I suddenly had the thought.
Yeah.
You know.
That's really interesting. Cool. Very, very provocative.
I'm putting so the here's something on the shelf in our little dungeon.
Okay, so here's another separate interesting thing that I think. What if this sort of, like, reading the embryos is like another sort of magic in the world? Like, it's actually the kind of divination magic that they have.
For sure.
So you mean things like sympathy and alchemy, and this is like divination.
Right.
Yeah.
But then there's also the fey magic of... what is it called? Seeming
Grammary and glamoury. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Patrick's been on the record for saying there are seven. I think he said seven or nine types of magic in his world.
A bunch.
Really? Yeah. So.
And how many have you already seen?
Like we just said, how many did we just name?
Yeah, there were several that hadn't been. I don't remember what the actual numbers are, but in that same thing, he said there were several that haven't been seen, you know, as of that, you know, interview or whatever. So,
okay.
So it seems clear that he wouldn't be putting so much energy into this aspect of embryos unless it was a type of magic that was part of the world, right? It seems like this is like a thing that he wants us to know about.
Okay, so Pat put in the chat for us that there are 7 types of magic that have been seen in the books. Oh, and he even listed it for us. Here we go. Alchemy, sympathy, naming, sigildry, grammary, and Pat says it receives a whisper of a mention in the book. Some people think that means it could be Naxx. Others suggest Illish knots. He says it has yet to be revealed. Okay, so I think that, yeah. But there's also shaping. Shaping's not there.
Right? That's a good catch.
Is shaping not grammary?
Okay. Interesting. I think it's different because grammary is like explicitly fairy magic. And shaping was like the other half of the creation war. It was like the shapers versus the namers.
So the shapers could be the fae, right? Like the creation war was the event that created
Maybe shaping is grammary. That's very interesting because
have you solved the Kingkiller Chronicle?
We do see shaping in, or at least we think. I think we see shaping in
Ari's book.
Ari's book, yeah.
Yes.
Regard of silent things. Like she uses shaping to finish the candle because she doesn't.
That's
have time.
True.
And
it but she does could be look, a little fae.
She, yeah, but I think you're right that the way that she works, and we've mentioned this before, like the way that she works seems to be similar to the way that we see fae people do grammary. So I'm definitely open to there being a connection between shaping and grammary. I think that's a very interesting thought. I love it.
All right.
You know, great conversation, but also should we spend like a second just like looking discussing the artistry?
Ben is like, great conversation.
I'm sincere.
Okay, yeah, let's look at the emeralds that we have here.
It's the half moon horn crescent.
Yeah.
Candle. We have the candle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The three bits of the vintage round.
And the woman's face one is the one he got in this book, right? Towards the beginning.
Yeah, and there's something else. There's something different on the other. She's awake on the other side of it, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's the penance piece with the image of the flaming tower of the Cyrodiil. Yep.
Oh, it says Ivari Animuge on it as well. Yep.
Your eyes are better than mine.
Yeah, mine too. Good catch. What's the thing with the lamp on it? Like the genie's lamp kind of thing.
The oil lamp?
It's definitely I don't know. It's a lamp for sure. An oil lamp. But
that seems like, okay, to me that seems weird. It seems anachronistic and like not like totally suited to this world. Am I just like feeling weird about that for no reason, or does anyone else agree?
Oil lamp?
Yeah.
I don't think an oil lamp it would be out of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this style of oil lamp seems.
Oh, so you're saying just like
me. Like the Arabian, remember, the like the Middle Eastern style of it seems weird in this world to me.
Okay, fair enough.
Could be. Like, yeah, I don't know.
I don't, you know, I try not to think like anything is all.
Yeah,
it's all okay
yeah,
in my true. Mind as far in a fantasy world where, you know.
The closed eye is a bit creepy.
Yeah, it is. I agree with that. Very, very nicely manicured eyebrow, though.
That's right. Perfectly tapered at the end.
It's tapered off. I mean,
I think it's interesting that the eye is covering the face of the piper.
Okay.
All right.
Good point. That I so okay, so that that brings, okay, can I say something? All right, so when
no, I'm thinking, no, stop, you can't say it.
Okay, sorry. I know I shouldn't have shared my thoughts. No, when you toss your embryos, right, the manner in which they lie may add to
that's right
the meaning behind them in as yeah. much as what face they're showing.
Yeah.
So like
I suspect we'll see more, we'll get more of like the means of interpreting it so on subsequent pages back, here.
I flip back to the description where he tosses these. It says, a crescent of white horn, an oval of dark wood laying partly on top of the painted piper dancing on a piece of glazed white tile. So for some reason, there's an eye on that piece in the picture, but it's not described.
Ooh, interesting.
There was a candle etched into an oblong stone, a disc of clay, the flat green stone he traded from the baker's boy. The galling sun bright bit of brass. That's the penance piece.
Yeah.
And once again, the one that looked like an old iron coin.
What is that one on the bottom left? I know you just explained it, but I still can't figure it out.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's actually not listed.
But she, I think you just read it off. It was something about a wooden...
A disc of clay?
I don't know.
No, that's not it.
There's a candle. The piper.
Disc of clay. I think the disc of clay must be the one with the lamp on it, right?
I think there's one more in the picture than in the text.
Yeah, it's that thing on the bottom that Vin's saying he's having trouble figuring out what it is. Yeah. It looks like a, I mean, it could be like a covered bridge upside down.
Yeah, it looks like something made of like wooden slats.
Yep.
I have no idea what it is.
No idea.
Yeah, it's weird. Okay.
It's a U.
Well, this episode has been brought to you by the letter U.
Yes, because we love you.
And tomorrow we'll count cookies and watch them be messily devoured on another Sesame Street.
Sesame Street. Narrow page.